Hello, and welcome to today's episode of We Will Crypto, where we bring you the latest updates and insights from the world of cryptocurrency. Today's June 28th, 2024. I'm your host, Anonymous, and today we have some exciting and important news to cover. We'll be discussing Bitcoin's potential rally, the Biden-Trump debate ignoring crypto, the M&A frenzy in the crypto sector driven by the AI boom, and VanEck's recent filing for a Solana ETF. Let's dive in. Our first story today centers on Bitcoin's current market situation. Bitcoin is at a critical juncture, hovering around the 61,000 support level. Despite the recent drops, long-term holders have shown minimal activity in buying Bitcoin, reflecting a cautious sentiment. Interestingly, Bitcoin miners moving to Caspa, KAS, has introduced more fear into the market. However, an analyst suggested that miners selling assets for hardware upgrades or cash needs might not impact the market as heavily as anticipated. The overall pessimism from long-term holders and lack of demand raises questions. Are Bitcoin holders ready for a rally, or will the selling pressure persist? The recent miner relief from negative ETF flows hints at a potential shift, but it remains to be seen if this is a temporary respite or the start of a more significant trend. In political news, the recent debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump held on June 27th completely omitted any discussions of cryptocurrency. Despite significant lobbying efforts and substantial funds raised by crypto-backed super PACs, neither candidate addressed the topic. The debates focused on economic plans, abortion rights, immigration, and foreign policy. Notably, Trump has previously expressed support for the crypto industry, while Biden's stance seems as more cautious. This lack of attention to crypto during the debate highlights that, despite its growing influence, cryptocurrency is still not a top priority in the mainstream political discourse. Our third story today covers the recent waves of mergers and acquisitions, M&A, in the crypto sector, driven by the booming artificial intelligence industry. Bitcoin mining companies are leveraging their expansive data centers, which are well suited for AI workloads due to their access to power and fiber lines. For instance, Core Scientific has expanded its deal with CoreWeave, providing 70 megawatts of computing infrastructure, potentially generating $1.2 billion in revenue over 12 years. Meanwhile, Hut 8 has raised $150 million to expand its AI data centers, and Bit Digital is investing heavily in NVIDIA GPUs to fulfill new AI-related contracts. This M&A activity reflects a strategic pivot as miners seek to diversify and capitalize on the AI industry's growth. Lastly, let's discuss VanEck's recent filing for a Solana exchange-traded fund. In the U.S., the first of its kind. The filing comes just 6 days after a similar product was filed in Canada. As a result, SOL's price surged nearly 8%. VanEck head of digital assets research, Matthew Sigel, emphasized that Solana's unique combination of scalability, speed, and low costs make it a strong competitor to Ethereum. The SEC's approval of the first spot Bitcoin ETF earlier this year and the potential for an Ether ETF suggests that Solana could be the next major cryptocurrency to be packaged into an ETF, although serious discussions might not occur until 2025. And that's a wrap for today's episode of We Will Crypto. We've covered some significant developments in the crypto world, from Bitcoin's potential rally and the Biden-Trump debate ignoring crypto, to the M&A frenzy in the mining sector and VanEck filing for a Solana ETF. Stay tuned for more updates and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for your daily dose of crypto news. Thanks for listening. See you next time.